Good morning. Today, let us discuss the genetic control of development in organisms with respect to Drosophila. As you know, the developmental cycle of Drosophila melanogaster includes egg, larval, pupal, and adult stages. Early development includes a series of cell divisions, migrations, and infoldings that result in the gastrula stage. About 24 hours after fertilization, the first stage of larva emerges from the egg. And as you know, each larval stage is known as an instar. Two successive larval molds will give rise to second and third instar larvae. This is followed by pupation, which is followed by a complex metamorphosis that will give rise to an adult fly. And all these early developmental processes takes place within the egg case. First 9 mitotic divisions occur in a rapid succession without division of cytoplasm to produce a cluster of nuclei within the egg. That is, mitotic divisions takes place synchronously within a syncytium. Syncytium, as you know, multiple nuclei without cytoplasm. It's not like that, without cytoplasmic division. Some nuclei migrate to the periphery of the embryo and at the posterior end they develop as pole cells, and these pole cells form the germline, as you know, cell lineage consisting of germ cells. Once again, I will tell you, the early development takes place within the egg case, and first 9 mitotic divisions occur in a rapid succession without cytoplasmic division and produces a cluster of nuclei within the egg. And some of these nuclei will migrate towards the periphery of the embryo, and at the posterior end, it will form the pole cells and they will become cellularized, and these pole cells form the germline. And again, nuclei within the embryo undergo 4 mitotic divisions without cytoplasmic divisions, and eventually it form a syncytial blastoderm. That is, the blastoderm contain around 6000 nuclei. And in this syncytial blastoderm, membranes will be formed around the nuclei, thus giving rise to a cellular blastoderm. And the cells in the blastoderm give rise to various larval and adult structures. Thus, we can say that the blastoderm determine which are the cells which give rise to various adult and larval structures. And these early developmental events are controlled by a set of genes in Drosophila as well as in other organisms. And these genes can be of mainly of 2 classes, maternal effect genes and zygotic genes. Maternal effect genes are those that function in the mother and are needed for development of embryo and are called maternal effect genes. While zygotic genes are those genes which are developmental genes that function in the embryo, and these two functions in an interplay model, that is, the zygotic genes interpret and respond to the positional information laid out in the egg by the maternal effect genes. That is, the maternal effect genes will decide in which position which organ has to be formed, and the zygotic genes will respond to the information, positional information given by this maternal effect gene. So, 2 classes of genes, maternal effect genes and zygotic genes. Maternal effect genes are those that function in the mother. They are needed for development of embryo. However, zygotic genes are developmental genes that function in the embryo itself. And the Drosophila embryo features around 14 superficially similar repeating units. They are visible in the form of a pattern of stripes along the main trunk. That is, in the main body of the Drosophila, we can see 14 superficial stripes or lines. They will correspond to 14, we call it as segments, 14 segments. So, the Drosophila embryo features 14 superficially similar repeating units. They are visible as a pattern of stripes along the main body, and these 14 stripes in the embryo correspond to the segments in the larvae that forms from the embryo. That is, there will be 14 superficial stripes on the embryo that will correspond to the 14 segments in the larvae. Each segment can be defined as the region between successive indentations formed by the sites of muscle attachment in the larval cuticle. So, each segment we can define it as morphologically as a region between successive indentations formed by the muscle attachment, site of muscle attachment in the larval cuticle. So, as we said, there are 14 segments. They are 3 head segments, 3 thoracic segments and 8 abdominal segments. A total of 14 segments. 3 head segments, 3 thoracic segments, 8 abdominal segments. In addition to these segments, another type of repeating units are also there in the Drosophila body, which are also important in the developmental processes. They are known as parasegments. So, parasegments are repeating units in addition to these segments, which are also important in the developmental processes. Each parasegment consists of posterior region of one segment and anterior region of adjacent segment. Tell you once again, each parasegment consists of posterior region of one segment and anterior region of adjacent segment. However, these parasegments are not visible morphologically, but they are having important role in gene expression because the patterns of expression of many genes coincide with the boundaries of these parasegments rather than the segments. Drosophila body includes or comprises 14 segments, as you know, 3 head segments, 3 thoracic segments and 8 abdominal segments. In addition to these segments, parasegments are also there. They are repeating units in addition to these segments, which are also important in the developmental process. Each parasegment consists of posterior region of one segment and the anterior region of the adjacent segment. Even though they are not visible morphologically, they are important in the gene expression because the patterns of expression of many genes coincides with the boundaries of these parasegments rather than the segments. And the early stages of pattern formations are determined by a set of genes. They are known as segmentation genes. So, these segmentation genes control the pattern formation in the main body of Drosophila. Segmentation genes are those sets of genes which are governing the formation of pattern in the main body of Drosophila. These segmentation genes determine the origin and fate of the segments and parasegments. So, they are known as segmentation genes. There are 4 classes of segmentation genes which differ in their time and pattern of expression in the embryo. There are 4 classes of segmentation genes which differ in their time and pattern of expression in the embryo. So, I'll tell you once again, the pattern formation in the main body of Drosophila are governed by a set of genes. They are known as segmentation genes as they determine the origin and fate of segments and parasegments. There are 4 classes of segmentation genes which differ in their time and patterns of expression in the embryo. They are coordinate genes, gap genes, pair rule genes and segment polarity genes. Once again, coordinate genes, gap genes, pair rule genes and segment polarity genes. These are the 4 classes of segmentation genes. I will tell the details in another class. Okay, thank you.